RTE Radio 1 Sport with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
Now, the Meath-Dublin rivalry is back and Meath reigns supreme. Des Cahill, what a game yesterday at Croke Park.
It was unreal. And the atmosphere. The atmosphere was incredible, wasn't it?
And do you know what I loved? It was such a spread of age ranges and genders right across the board. It wasn't. I've been to the ladies' final over the last number of years, and usually it's families with young girls from the clubs. Their club get the tickets and they go. But yesterday it was a range of ages and genders, and it was brilliant to see.
Well, reflected by it's the quality that's on offer for them to see, is and that's reflected. But I'll be honest with you, I'd have put my house on Dublin to win yesterday.
Yeah.
I couldn't see Meath winning it, and by God, did they deserve it. They were sensational. They really were. From the very minute the ball was thrown in and Vicky Wall won it and ran at the Dublin defence and got fouled, and they took
her
the lead.
Her and Emma Duggan were just incredible, you know.
Yeah, well, they had a lot of heroes there, in fairness. Yeah. But Emma Duggan as a teenager, I mean, Meath won it by 111 to 12 points. And Emma Duggan, who only got her leaving results on Friday, she had a hell of a weekend, hadn't she? she set the tone with that dramatic early goal, because Meath, the way they pressed on Dublin and put Dublin under pressure from the kickouts, and when it went to Emma and she lobbed the retreating Dublin goalkeeper from 40 yards. And really then, I think Meath people started to believe then. Honestly, towards the end, when Dublin got back to 2 points, I thought Dublin might turn it around again.
Yeah.
But the Meath defence was outstanding. So it was superb for them. And making it a unique achievement, really, is the fact that Meath only qualified as a senior team last December. So Mike McCartney spoke with Meath manager Eamon Murray and asked if he could have dreamt of winning a senior All-Ireland at that stage.
And I never dreamt of that at all, no. The plan was to stay in Division 2 in the league. We won that. And hope we stay in the championship. You see what happened to Tipperary there and Tyrone. They won the last two and didn't hang around long. So it was up to us to... We didn't know what to expect, really, you know. But they playing Cork in Portlaoise, that day, we knew that day there was something special here. But we didn't play well that day. I thought winning the league was important as well. That's very important to win the league, that we're getting all tough games next year. We just take one game at a time in Meath and really do all the work we can on that game and then move on to the next game. And
when the game was down to 2 points, were you worried at the back of your mind that you'd concede a goal?
The goals, were very lucky today. We didn't concede a goal, which is huge. And that defensive system we have, I think it proves now that it is working.
Oh, it's certainly working all right, Eamon. And the scenes afterwards were fantastic. And I think one of the shames of the COVID era is that, can you imagine the crowd that would have been in Navan tonight if they could have had a formal homecoming? It would have been fantastic. But certainly gave me the huge boost. And as you say, the rivalry is back. One Dublin fella said to me, it's great, we can get back to hating Meath again.
So, do you think, was it a bigger shock for the Meath women to beat Dublin than the Mayo to beat the Dublin men, Des?
Yes, I think it was a bigger shock for the Meath women. Because Mayo had been knocking on the door and had been losing to Dublin by a point or drawing key matches. There was very little in it. Dublin were getting the edge all the time. But Meath, having come up from intermediate, they were so fit. Mac, they were.
And their confidence after beating Armagh and then Cork. I think it was sky high going in yesterday. They never looked nervous for a second.
No, but even with that, I still thought Dublin's years of experience, big game occasions, big... You know, fitness, scoring power, and the scoring power was limited. They couldn't break down the Dublin defence. And in fairness, the Dublin manager, Mick Bowen, was very fulsome in his praise for Meath.
Probably from our end, I thought defensively we were very good. We didn't execute up front the way we normally do. And you have to hand it to them, the structure that they had in defence is quite difficult to break down. But they were so well organised. I mean... And I don't know what the stats on turnovers were at the end of the 60-odd minutes, but they were high at half-time. We were making errors that we normally didn't, and, you know, those offloads, we just weren't getting them to the hands that we normally do. And in saying all that, I thought we had three great goal chances in the first half, probably an offload needed on two of them that would have put it into the back of the net, and then one was a phenomenal save from the goalkeeper. The conditioning level, I couldn't get over the conditioning. I mean, I thought, you know, we were in really good shape, but I mean, it got to a stage in the contest there where they were matching us hell for leather in every single contest on the field. So fair play to them.
Yeah, indeed, fair play to them. Now, earlier in the day, a hugely impressive win for Westmeath. Bear in mind, Meath beat Westmeath last year in the intermediate final, so Westmeath will have their dreams going forward. They beat Wexford by 419 to 6 points in the final. Sarah Dillon and Anna Jones scored 1-6 apiece in that victory. And Wicklow were very impressive victories over Antrim in the junior final. It finished Wicklow 217. Antrim 1-9. Well, next to another Irish woman who's played a starring role yesterday, Cavan's Leona Maguire. She's the first Irish woman to be chosen for the European team in the Solheim Cup. That's Gaelic's female version of the Ryder Cup. And Europe lead the USA 9-7 going into today's final day's play. Europe's only win in the foursomes yesterday, Leona Maguire and Mel Reid. And they had a whopping win, 5-4 victory over the world number one Nelly Korda and the world match play champion Ali Ewing. So that was 3 wins out of 3 for Leona. In the four ball session then in Ohio, Maguire and Mel Reid earned a half point against Jennifer Kupko and Lisette Salas. So 3.5 points out of 4 for Maguire. And this evening she faces Kupko in the third of 12 singles matches. They're on the course at 5:25 this evening. And despite having no European support there and the fact she was making her debut, Leona thrilled with that half point.
Yeah, man, I think we were prepared for that. That's what Lisette does week in, week out, as does Jennifer. And we, again, a world-class opposition we were up against. We knew we were going to have to play some really, really good golf to come away with any sort of points. And hold some putts at the right time to sort of answer them back, which was nice. And yeah, I mean, that half almost feels like a win right now.
Yeah, well, we'll be glued to the singles this evening, that's for sure. At the Tour Championship, Patrick Cantlay won $15 million he gets for winning that, $15 million. He won by one stroke, finishing on 21 under par from John Rahm. Rory McIlroy tied 14th on 7 under after a final round 67. And what about this story? Nikolaj Højgaard from Denmark won the Italian Open. He finished on 13 under par, but he won it a week after his twin brother won the European Masters in Switzerland. Extraordinary for the family there. In soccer, there was incredible drama last night as Brazil and Argentina's World Cup qualifier was abandoned just minutes after kickoff, after Brazilian health officials objected to the participation of 3 Argentine players who they believe broke quarantine rules. So the health officials walked onto the pitch and tried to remove the Argentinian players after a huge kerfuffle that you can imagine. The visitors walked off the pitch and the intervention came hours after Brazil's health authorities had said 4 of the England-based players for Argentina had to quarantine. Don't know if that'll be replayed, but the intense rivalry will only get deeper now between Brazil and Argentina. Irish captain Seamus Coleman ruled out of the Republic of Ireland's World Cup qualifier against Serbia tomorrow night. He picked up an injury in the game with Azerbaijan. Yesterday, England beat Andorra 4-0 to maintain the 100% win record in their group. A Gareth Bale hat-trick helped Wales come from behind to beat Belarus 3-2. Germany went top of Group J with a 6-0 win at home to Armenia. Italy drew with Switzerland in Group C and they stayed top of the table by 4 points. In the Women's FAI Cup quarterfinal, Piemont beat Treaty United 2-0. In motorsport, Max Verstappen claimed victory at the Dutch Grand Prix to knock Lewis Hamilton off the top of the championship standings. Hamilton finished as runner-up with Valtteri Bottas third. Hamilton now trails Verstappen by 3 points in the championship race. And finally for now, today's racing action is in Galway and it gets underway at 4:05.